the... What day is today? Wednesday? It's Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Wednesday edition. The Thursday Night Football, one day away. Saw the Amazon trucks when I was at Lambeau yesterday.
What were they delivering?
A lot of cable and cameras and staffers as they get ready to call Thursday Night Football at Lambeau Field edition. And the, hey, the injury report doesn't look so bad anymore. And I want to thank Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson for letting us know that Christian Watson and Aaron Jones are playing tomorrow night. Edition. They're going to be on the same list as Steno in terms of talking to the media. I'm Will Dantausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson celebrating an NL Central Championship.
Is he?
I'm trying to will that. I'm trying to manifest that. In the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And looky who else is in the ESPN Madison Everlight Solar studios. A ray of sunshine himself.
You act surprised. I'm here all the time.
He lights up our life like Everlight Solar. He is Packers Ring of Honor member, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you tell me if Jesse's excited about this, because he puts on the rundown, and I don't know if the video could pick this up.
Look at you reading the rundown.
Here is how he puts the rundown in. Not awesome job. What a great season. I can't believe the Brewers were able to overcome that stinko sweepo versus the stinky A's. Instead, here's his quote. Of course they win the division on a night which they lose to the last place team. That's on the rundown from him. Johnny Brewer, dad's an usher, loves the Brewers, wearing the Brewers gear, and that's what he puts down on the rundown. Does that sound like somebody that's excited about the Brewers winning another division championship?
So this is the conversation we've had many times, not just about Jesse, not just about the Brewers getting swept by the A's. How can you not be romantic about baseball? But people who make predictions or bold claims, not everyone does this, but people who do this in turn then root to be right, even if it means rooting against their favorite team.
That's crazy.
And Jesse Nelson, from the moment he held them after getting swept by Oakland, he's been ruining this day. So, he could see it coming,
yep,
and he just doesn't want to celebrate.
It started matriculating. So if we want to put a pin in why and how it happened, because I believe after they were swept by the A's, they were three games back of Cincy maybe. It was ugly. What changed? The offense was pretty putrid for the majority of that first part of the season. What changed? Why are the Brewers now where they're at? I give Matt Arnold a ton of credit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Craig Counsell a ton of credit. But I think it's Yelich. I think it's Christian Yelich is what he turned his season around. And I don't know what his stat line's going to end up being. But I think him just being back to not an MVP, but back to just being a good baseball player, I think swung the gates open. All the young talent that came in gave boosts and jump starts. Woody coming back. There's a lot of things that go into it. But the fact that the Brewers were celebrating last night, and I can't believe Hunter from our, Hunter's produced, big Cowboy fan. He's a teammate here at ESPN Madison. He goes to the game. It's a clinching game. Not a playoff game. A clinching game.
Sure.
He leaves.
Got to beat the traffic.
Unbelievable.
He leaves it. What is he doing?
They didn't lose.
They won the division.
Everybody went down there to celebrate last night, to be a part of it.
Uh-huh.
And he leaves. So the whole thing over here, the office here, it's just a little, it feels weird. Like for a, we are the home of the Milwaukee Brewers, our the WTMJ. We're the home. We should be ecstatic, and I sense our director, what the heck is your title anyways here?
delegator.
The chief delegator of ESPN
Day
Madison
offer taker.
Is, I mean, lukewarm at best excited. Hunter is down there. He doesn't even stay to watch. You don't know how many more of these celebrations we're going to have. So it's, I'm excited. I was part of, you know, I was right there with Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm not running from that. I thought it was brutal, and I thought our offense wasn't good enough. It was good enough. It was good enough to win, and even with losing, you still clinch and give yourself that buffer. Congrats to the Milwaukee Brewers. Congrats to everybody involved, because what they've done, what is it, the last 6 years, five postseason appearances.
Three division titles.
We're living in the golden era of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball, and I guess like Jesse said, with the Dodgers signing Shohei Ohtani, this is our last chance. But the excitement of playoff baseball is just, it's even more so than NFL and anything else. It's just, you're on pins and needles for everything. And the fact that we, as Brewer fans, get to enjoy, and for a lot of us, fully jump on the bandwagon now.
Mm, not everyone.
Enjoy it. Because it's not easy to get in this position.
Should Jesse be allowed? Is this the second straight day that you've worn a Brewers themed celebratory shirt?
I think it's
the same shirt, actually.
No, I almost did.
Spaghetti
sauce. Because I wore one on Friday thinking they were going to win it on Friday.
That's what it was. Your Central Division champion shirt.
Uh-huh. And then I was going to wear that again today. I'm like, when did I wear that? Oh, yeah, I did wear that to the office. Probably shouldn't wear that one.
Should you be allowed to wear Brewers gear at all?
Is Dunzo's hand amputated?
He'll be here in a minute. He's a little early rising today. Or late, whatever.
Yeah. He drove in with you, so he's late.
He left the game early with Hunter last night. I am happy that the Brewers won the division. I am happy to be wrong.
I don't think you are.
And I said in June when I said they were donezo, I would be happy
like saying
if
you
they
love
would
Jimmy
be wrong.
Leonard. You Jimmy Leonard.
Yeah, like, kind of. I mean, not really the same at all. Like, you were hoping for yourself to be wrong so that you would be celebratory of your favorite team.
You know,
they are my favorite team. I am happy that they won the division. I want them to win a World Series.
What is that?
That's Sadie's got a dog toy.
39 wins the Oakland A's have. 39 wins. You have to try. You have to try to be that bad. And they swept the Brewers in May, June, whenever it was. I still
7.5% of their wins have come against the Brewers.
That's insane. It's unbelievable. But here we are, and it's impressive that this group, David Stearns leaves, all of the things that, you know, we thought were binding this thing together. Craig Counsell's in a lame duck year, and yet they continue to plug away. And with the way the thing is all played out, and if the pitching is as good as we think it is, bullpen's good, I'm sure they're saying, why not us? And I ask, why not us?
All right, a couple things. One, I think we've stopped the squeaky toy. Secondly, did you at least learn a lesson about overreacting to three baseball games in a 162-game season?
I have not learned that, no. I don't know if Jesse has. By the way, Jason, you were not exactly on the, Brewers
no,
are
no,
fine.
No. Go back and listen.
What did you say?
I pushed back on you guys the entire time.
Okay.
It's three games
in a very long season. Let's go back and check that.
Yeah,
tape.
Go back and check
it. I'd be happy to hear it.
I'll check it.
Yeah, but then we also get to listen to the two of you knuckleheads.
Yeah, Tausch skates by in this whole thing.
No, I've said that.
There are many that have pointed that out, in fact. We have beaten up Jesse repeatedly for this.
Yeah.
And that Tausch was complicit at minimum and a full-fledged partner. Probably more accurate.
It's because I am not looking at it. I understand there's ebbs and flows to baseball seasons. I get that. There's not an ebb and a flow to losing to a team that is literally has no interest in winning. None. At home. There isn't. You can lose one. Heck, you can lose two. To get swept? I'm sorry. That was brutal. And it deserved to be called out. And you know what? Maybe we spurred on this Brewers team.
Oh, boy.
I like to think we did. I like to think we are...
Only the two of you could take credit for a division title by being such knuckleheads about a three-game series.
And it wasn't just the three-game series. If you looked at it, the offense was putrid. The offense got markedly better.
So, 2 days before the series started, they won a game against the Orioles 10-2.
Baseball.
It's one game.
One game happens. Minimal sample size.
They lost the last game of the series with the A's 8-6.
Yeah.
Six runs, generally, pretty scored. Good.
That was garbage time runs in that. I remember it well.
I'm sure you do.
So here's the thing that I think we underestimated. At least I can say that I underestimated. The pitching staff was not healthy in early June. The pitching staff got healthy, and they have three horses that can carry a postseason run.
Yeah.
In Woodruff, Burns, and Freddie. And the back end of the bullpen is really good, too. They've got a formula. Now that they can score runs, they can't score runs great. They're not the Dodgers or the Braves. But
I hope Devin Williams was very cautious with his celebration.
Yes, let's not punch any walls this week. Yes. It is the season for wall punching. This is a team that has a formula that I think they've molded over the last few seasons because we've been so fortunate. I say we as a Brewers fan.
He should not be allowed to do that.
We have been fortunate to be part of this run with
First
this
off,
team.
Jesse, come on back into bandwagon, baby. I've jumped back in probably late August. I jumped fully back on. Now I'm really up. I am excited. I love playoff baseball. I don't think...
It's fun.
It's hard to beat. I can remember I had just retired, and I think it was Arizona, like 2011-ish. And I remember watching at a local establishment thinking, This is what it's about. Yeah, because when you're playing, you can be a fan, but you can't really immerse yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff baseball is awesome.
The best game I've ever been to was Game 5 of the NLDS that year against the Diamondbacks. They won it in a walk-off. The Nigel Morgan.
Mark Canna?
No, it wasn't Mark Canna that year. He might have been playing. I don't know.
Kind of an important piece, though.
But we drove up from Peoria, where I had gone to college. It was a four-hour drive to get to Milwaukee for a 4 o'clock first pitch on a Friday afternoon. It was just electric.
You didn't have a lot going on back then, did you?
No, it was so fun to be able to be at that game. That was the best game I've ever been to.
So here's my question, because I have said repeatedly that after a 2-1 start, it would appear that my 6-11 prediction will be wrong for the Packers season. But I'm not up in the press box during Sunday's game going, God, I hope these guys lose so I can be right at 6-11.
Yeah, you've been real kind of not jumping on the Jordan Love bandwagon, either.
I am definitely still looking to see more.
I like him as a guy. Yeah.
Right. I'm just trying to accurately portray how he has played. That's all I've tried to do. That's how we got in that whole awesome argument. But I am not rooting for them to finish 6-11. If they can finish 9-8 and make the playoffs, that's going to be super fun to cover.
They're going to be better than 9-8 now, too.
Okay, great. I'll be happy to have been wrong.
I just saw Homer tweeted something out. The odds, you're not even getting even money anymore on them being a playoff team. They're going to be a playoff team is what Vegas is saying.
Mm.
That's how much it's swung.
And Vegas would also then be admitting that they were wrong.
Yeah, they went from 7.5 to 9.5 on the Dubs.
That's a pretty big swing for Vegas, is it
not?
Yeah. So my question is, Jesse, at what point, honestly?
He's not there yet. I could tell just by the show sheet.
Right.
You're not.
Like, I feel like you're still, like, now
come
you're
back
waiting
in.
For them
the
to punch out of the playoffs.
The water's warm. Jump on in this playoff bath.
Like, I feel like now you're hoping, wow, double Tausch, that's a lot.
Whoops.
Now it just feels like you're now hoping that they flame out in the playoffs so that you can say, well, see, they never really belonged in the playoffs anyway, and I was right when Dunzo and I pronounced them dead on June 9th.
Off with your arm, Dunzo!
Uh-oh! Well, it's been nice knowing everybody! Anybody want to arm wrestle before I can't anymore?
I think just a hand. I think we just chop his hand off. Is that fair?
Now, as the person who gifted Dunzo to Jesse, I don't know. His head is like made of porcelain. So
we're not chopping. We're not Marianne Antoinette in him.
I understand.
Or her.
But
I don't. Do we know the gender of Dunzo, or is that fluid?
I'm not getting into that conversation.
I guess we've never clarified.
I'm just saying, I don't know what the rest of him is made of.
His hands are soft. He or she. Soft
their
hands.
Hands are soft.
Just like the back end of the Brewers' batting order, am I right? Hey, congratulations to the Cardinals on a 4-1 win last night. Got eliminated 4 weeks ago. They were donezo. They still won the game last night.
Yeah. Sure. You are
By the
one
way,
of
it
one.
Doesn't take anything away from the celebration that they lost last night. Are we all on the same page with that? I had Vinny on Wisconsin's Morning News this morning saying it took some of the enjoyment for him. I said, get over it. That's crazy talk. It's a long season. One game doesn't matter.
Some might say
three games against
don't.
The worst team. Are the A's potentially the worst team in the history of baseball, or did they pass the Mets from way back? I think the A's have a chance to probably have the worst record in the history of baseball. I hope they do.
And yet, they still won the division despite those three losses. All right, I could sit and talk about Dunzo and the Brewers.
Well, what are we going to do with Dunzo? Do we cut his arm off, or is that just too cruel?
I mean, he is an inanimate object that we've turned into a character on the show.
There are too many people cheering for Dunzo's dismemberment.
Yeah, something we have to
do something.
I think an arm. We chop an arm off, and then if the Brewers win the World Series, we come back with like a Brewers sleeve, a tatted up sleeve on his arm, and we reattach.
Oh, no. Tatted up sleeve on the clown.
Yes.
Maybe we could just paint it on with clown paint.
I think we just chop one limb for every, like, they've clinched the division when they win the wild card round, when they DS, when they win the CS, and then we just throw them off the building when they win the World Series.
S's after the WS and then the CS. And, all right. I get it. But yes, chop an arm. Every time they clinch, every celebration they have, off with an arm or a foot or a leg.
Josh DiMaggio, who is, I don't have to say this sarcastically because it's true, one of the hardest working guys in show business.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Come on.
He leaves by one every day. Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You disagree?
I think he works. I'm not going to sit here and say he's the hardest working guy.
Do you think that working with Jesse has led me to give him more credit for how hard he works?
I don't know. That you'll have to determine. But to say he's the hardest working guy in show business, I think is even he would admit that's a stretch.
He has sent us the audio from that fateful, I think it was Monday, June 12th program.
Oh, so it was in June. Okay.
He has sent us
That's crazy. I could ask for audio 100 times over and never get anything, but this audio comes up without even asking. That's interesting.
Interesting that he would, that Josh would do that for you, as opposed to the person you normally ask. Perhaps there's something to the hardest working man concept. Now, speaking of hard working, I don't know what we're going to do with this audio. Jesse, you can decide how much you're willing to replay, but
we're moving on. This show's moving on. Josh can do what he wants on his shows. Jesse and I are moving forward.
Because you were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong. I'm fine with I admitted I was wrong in August. What else do you want me to say?
I'm not
talking
to you.
I told you in August I said I was wrong.
I'm not talking to you.
Well, the first thing I said today was I'm glad I was wrong. And I said that in June. I'm glad that I was wrong about
the Brewers. I mean, Jason was wrong about the Packers last year, and we didn't crush him about it.
That was pretty close to me.
No, you
right.
were dead wrong. You said
you
they were going to make the playoffs. They didn't. Okay. You were dead wrong. But that's the deal. You have to have opinions on things. You're going to be wrong sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, don't Jesse it and go all the way to the end of September. And then for a team that you hope is going to win, don't sit there and try to stick to your point. You have to go with the data that comes in and then you can shift course. It's okay to shift course. I shifted course in August. I was wrong for about 6 weeks.
You can move on all you want, but at some point we're playing at least a little bit of a flashback to June 12th.
Well, I think Jesse's in charge of that. So if Jesse decides to do that, we are a democracy here. We have two votes. We're going to vote no. And then if you want to go and take this on one of your other shows that you're doing, that's fine. But on this show, I think we're going to democratize this and say, we don't need to see it. We're moving on.
Interesting.
Democratizing it.
It'll probably be coming back on the bump here.
All I'll say is this. We all have opinions. Some of them are wrong. But our opinions about Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin being great is never wrong.
That is correct, and it is time. Jesse, it's time to change that old stinky attitude about the Brewers not making the playoffs. Dunzo, you're wrong to do it. And if you're thinking about, wait till wintertime to replace those old drafty windows. No. Don't do it during the dead of winter. Pella has a great deal going on right now. Pay as low as $19 a month per window, $75 a month on patio doors, and the installation is completed. No mess, no hassles, leaving nothing just like the Brewers, but perfect results for their regular season. Visit PellaWI.com today. 6.99% APR financing for 120 months. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. This offer ends. What is today? 3 days. 30th. November 30th. No, September 30th. September 30th.
How are we still getting it wrong?
I don't know. I get it because I'm not always right, just like I wasn't right about the Brewers. But I am right. You need to go to PellaWI.com.
We'll see if Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are right about the injury report for the Green Bay Packers. They let the cat out of the bag a little bit about tomorrow night's game. We'll talk about that. And although we are democratizing it, there may be some clips to be heard of two doubters, as Frank Novak used to say about the Milwaukee Brewers. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The hunt for Brew October on 94.5 ESPN is here. Presented by Network Health. Also sponsored by Delta Dental, Annex Wealth Management, and Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank.